This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Healthcare in a minute. First, though, cars. Tesla and its CEO Elon Musk get all the glory in the electric car business. Heck, we led this program on Monday with news the much-awaited Model 3 will soon be upon us. Maybe soon, I should say, given Musk's penchant for overpromising. But the fact is, Tesla is still small beans in the global car industry, which made today's announcement from Volvo all the more interesting. The company says its new models, starting in 2019, are going to be hybrids or all-electric vehicles, and it laid out a plan to get rid of internal combustion engines entirely. Volvo, of course, has its origins in Sweden. It is now Chinese-owned, where there is a big push on for the electric vehicle market. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains the global EV economy.
So, China is making moves to dominate the electric vehicle market. Volvo is owned by automaker Geely, a Chinese company. Is there a connection? Alicia Webb is editor of the Automotive Buy-Sell Report and has watched China's market for years. She says, yeah, there's a connection, but don't go all conspiracy theory.
The two are definitely linked, but I don't think that you can assume that this is some China play. I think it's safer to assume it's a Geely play.
It's a smart play for several reasons. One, continued access for both car makers to China's market. Sam Abu al-Samid is an analyst with Navigant Research.
The Chinese regulators want cleaner, more efficient vehicles, and China is the market where Volvo has been experiencing the greatest growth in recent years.
He says overall auto sales in China are on track to hit 28 million this year. That's about 11 or 12 million more cars than U.S. customers will buy. Capturing more of the Chinese market means obeying China's stricter and stricter emission standards. Yunxu Wang directs the China Center for Energy and Transportation at UC Davis. He says Volvo's shift to hybrids and electrics means more wiggle room.
Geely can claim Volvo as part of its group and using Volvo's EVs to compensate.
Compensate for other cars Geely sells that do have higher tailpipe emissions, so that overall, Geely winds up looking extra green in the eyes of Chinese regulators, who are eager to make China the world leader on fighting climate change. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.